Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday afternoon to everyone, and thank you, listeners, for being with me again here on Conscious Wellbeing for Sue. My name is Suzanne Hirsch. I am your well-being guru of the Bay Area, and I have with me today a wonderful treat for you. Her name is Felicity Strom, and she is a Reiki specialist and life coach. And thank you so much for being with us, Felicity. You were my fellow student in our coaching class. I just want everybody to understand that we took the course together, and you have some wonderful ideas, and you run a wonderful practice. And can you tell us how you managed to blend Reiki and life coaching and make that a successful practice?
Hi, yeah, great. So I kind of started off with coaching, you know, obviously at first. And what nudged me towards Reiki was, as much as I was able to move my clients, there was still some of those blocks where I just couldn't get them to move any further. And I was introduced to it after the death of my mom as just an alternative healing modality to explore, like, what's going on, the feelings, this and that. And I just totally gravitated towards it, and it was a life changer for me personally, and that's when I knew I had to totally use it with my clients. And from that point forward, kind of blending the two together, it's, you don't know if masterpiece would be the great terminology for it, but it's perfect. And I'll usually like start off with a Reiki session or two prior to some really good in-depth coaching sessions, just because the amount of clarity that my clients have received just from the benefit of like one or two sessions alone definitely gets us off like on a really good foot.
Absolutely. Now, can you give us an example of a client issue that would be brought to you in which Reiki and coaching would be blended to best effect?
Okay, so for example, let's see here. I'm just kind of digging. Well, for example, I had maybe some past traumas would be a great way to kind of work together on those. Somebody that's trying to heal from whether it would be, you know, personal trauma, sexual abuse, maybe a traumatic relationship with a spouse or significant other. That's where I kind of see the blend of both of those modalities together really do some great healing.
Right. Now, what exactly is Reiki?
Reiki is, so the theory behind Reiki is we have these energy centers throughout our body. And, you know, in particular, we've got the main chakras that run, like, through our core from the top of our head, which would be considered your crown chakra, all the way down to where we would have a tail if we still had one or had one. That would be considered your root chakra. So the theory behind that is these are open and they spin, and they're, you know, when they're functioning correctly, you know, we're able to, for example, our heart chakra, if it's open, and, you know, we're able to give and receive love. But if it's blocked, you know, the idea of love or being able to give and receive love would be difficult for a client of mine. So what I do is I just kind of, I put them on my bed and I kind of just run my hands over them. And then you can usually feel where there's a block and you begin to work on it. So they are blocked. Typically somebody will have physical or emotional symptoms that begin to emerge.
Now, I remember once somebody was being worked on using some form of energy work. I'm not sure it was Reiki. May have been Reiki, may have been something else. And they were remembering a fire that they had been through as a young child and the inhalation of the smoke. And that all came up again. They started coughing a lot. Does Reiki cause that in a way that you can see. You can actually see the person reacting to the symptoms.
You can. You can. You can also feel, if that makes any sense, when you connect to their energy. And I don't know if it's because I'm an empath as well, too, but I can see. So but typically before they even mention something, I can feel it, and I can see it, and I can sense it, and I can pick up on it. And then that's where you begin to explore, and you begin to open. Because in order to move forward, and you know that, Sue, through coaching, you have to start backwards, and you have to heal the past in order to move forward, you know.
Right.
But yes, most definitely.
Yes. Now, I totally understand all this because I've been a massage therapist for about 20 years now, and I did that because I was sort of gifted in the same way that you are. I can sense what a person is feeling. I can put myself inside their body as I'm giving them a massage and know how the stroke is feeling and know where I need to sort of manipulate an arm or a leg in order to, you know, take the stroke a level deeper or into a different part of the muscle. So we're both sort of empathic that way. We can sort of feel what's going on inside the person. And I'm thinking that I want us to express to people, and I want for our listeners to know that there are people out there, and it's not a minority group of us who can sense this. I believe that, and maybe you believe this too, I don't know, maybe you can speak to it, that there are a lot of us who can tap into this deeper sensing of other people that we call empathy or empathic awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all have that gift.
Yes.
We do. We do.
Can you speak to that a little more?
Yeah. I mean, I truly believe that obviously when we're born, fresh out of that womb, so to speak, we are, and I'm going to go out there, and we are that enlightened being, completely pure. It's not till we start, growing up and going through life where, we begin, the emotional scars or just whatever begins to shut down some of those six senses that we have. But yes, we all have the capability to tap into how one another feels. I would like to say it's when you use it in the correct manner and in that loving manner and in that like light manner, that's God's gift. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now I saw something recently on Facebook. It was a link to something else on I think it was YouTube, where people were healing water, just water, and a medical professional looked at the water before it was prayed for and then again after, and the water seemed to have a different sort of formation under the microscope before and after. Do you know anything about what effect Reiki or other energy work could have on just water?
You know, that's actually a phenomenal question because I've seen similar things like that as well through the internet. And, when I decided to get into this, I obviously, because I am a fundamental Christian, I was raised Catholic and, go to church and stuff like that. So I really needed to do my homework on this when I was feeling this nudge. And I've seen that. And yes, and in my opinion, it's the power of prayer and the power of Christ's healing. And I will go that route. I've seen studies on cancerous tumors before and after a Reiki session and the size of it before and then after. Because it's a meditative prayer. And I always tell my clients that it's the Holy Spirit. It's God's work. I mean, we are just the vehicle, So whatever intention is supposed to happen throughout each session will happen. But I've seen that where they've shown the before and after of the cancerous tumor prior to and then after a Reiki session with typically more than just one practitioner. I've seen the ones I've watched. It's been several practitioners working on one client. And the tumor is definitely decreased in size. So for sure. It's pretty awesome.
I think so, too. And I believe that what's going on in that case might be energy work that is causing the patient to focus their own mind and meditations on this cancerous tumor, because I've heard us described, and I agree with the description, as practitioners who simply hold the space and allow for the healing to happen and allow the patient to sort of direct the healing and to self-heal.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel to you like it rings true?
Yes, completely, completely. I've seen some pretty cool stuff during sessions where you are just holding the space.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with other practitioners and people, you know, together as a group, and you do. And you can feel it too, if that makes any sense. You could feel the space. You could feel the shift in energy. I mean, sometimes it'll send chills up your back. It's pretty intense, but it's so amazing.
Totally makes sense to me. And for the people who are listening right now to us here on Conscious Wellbeing for You, I want to bring it back to your coaching practice and what else gets done during a typical coaching session between you and a client.
Well, I mean, obviously each one is unique. And I've done and we do work off of a system. You know, it's structured. Typically each session is structured, but I'm totally guided by intuition. So if I'm mm-hmm. picking up on something that wasn't there the week prior to, or, you know, based on if we're on a monthly cycle, the month prior to, then it needs to be addressed because I feel the nudge, you know, and we'll explore and kind of go from there. But we usually just start out with a really nice meditation. I am a whole heart believer in meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we aren't starting off with a Reiki session, it's just a really 3 to 4 minute just quiet meditation that mm-hmm. you hold the space. It becomes sacred. There's that clarity and that center that I want my client to be at before we get going. And then from there, we begin to move forward. Yes.
Right. Got it. Now, on that note, can you give us your contact information? And did you say that you usually do a free consultation?
I do, yeah. So I offer free consultations. I am out of the Chicagoland area, so I'm right in northwest Indiana, which is about 20 minutes from Chicago. So God forbid anybody from that area is from that region that's listening. That's kudos. That's awesome. But I do. I do free consultations. I really believe that whomever I'm speaking with needs to be able to connect with their coach. So let's take, you know, 15, 20 minutes. Let's get on the phone. Ask me some questions. Let me ask you some questions. Let's see if we can connect. Let's see if that's a good fit, if I can definitely to you. And we kind of go from there. I've got, clients as far as California, Virginia, New York. So I'm all about free is good too.
mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with that, you know?
Right. Absolutely. And so where should they contact you?
Well, there's a couple routes that they can take. You could obviously visit my website at aspiritualjourney.org. There's all my information. There's, you know, a little more information on background on who I am and what I'm doing and, you know, stuff like that. There's, you know, also my email at felicitystrom@ymail.com. And then, I mean, you can always just shoot me a phone call, you know. So, which all that contact information is on my website, which is spiritualjourney.org.
I am just adding in your website address right now to the description box of the radio show. Give me 1 second. There we go. All right. I just wanted to make sure that was there for anybody looking for this show or looking at the show in the archives or trying to listen to it. And that is, we've got 14 minutes left. If you could tell any, if actually, let's start with this question. If you could have me ask you any one question right now, what would that question be?
Oh, I like. If you could ask me one question, any one question, what would that be? That could be really fun. it could be. Let's see here. One question. Okay. I'm drawing a blank, Sue. You got to help me out on this one. Because that could be really fun. It could go, you know, either or.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
What message, in a nutshell, would you really want to give to my listeners right now? If you could put just one message in a nutshell for them to take away from this show, what would that most important message be of all time?
That's awesome. That it's possible. Whatever you
possible
desire.
To...
Do whatever
okay.
you desire. Whatever it is. It's possible. It's possible. Whatever you, yeah. I can't say that strong enough. I am as a domestic abuse survivor,
mm-hmm.
getting out on my own, you know, I totally, it's possible. There's a way, definitely a way. If you want it bad enough, you'll make it happen. Because I can't tell you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's really funny? It's funny you should put that message out there because it's very personal to me because I this is something that I've tried for all of my son's life to impart to him, and he took it in, and he has really internalized it and used it and taken it far. And then, you know, there have been times when he caught me almost quitting, you know, or giving up on a dream or an idea because I didn't think it was possible for me for one reason or another. And he said, he told me, Mom, you can do anything you want to do. You can learn that if you want to do that. And he said that to me, you know, often now, ever since he really, really completely internalized the message.
That's great. It's awesome when you can
yeah.
see your kids when their light bulb is on in regards to that. And that's your job as a parent. I mean, I did the same thing with my son, too, as well. Yes. And that's what I hope that in the end, when he sees everything that I'm doing, everything that I'm building, from where we came to where we are now, and we still have so much farther to go, that
mm-hmm.
it's possible. Put the hard work, the dedication,
right.
the faith, putting God first.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to take that one step farther, I would say, you know, my message would be, it's when you think you can't that you most need to try just for yourself to prove to yourself that you can.
Mhm. Mhm. That extra push. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
when you can
yeah.
rally around yourself and do that without
right. And then
yeah.
it just becomes a matter of getting outside your comfort zone and breaking things down into little bite-sized baby steps in order to get the thing done that you wanted to do.
Oh, completely agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
yeah.
what the whole coaching method, yeah, the modality is. It because it can be really overwhelming when you have that client sitting in front
right.
of you and they're just like, whoa, where do you go? You do. You start backwards and you put those little mini goals in, you know, 30-day, 60-day, 90-day. Mm-hmm.
And I want our listeners today to understand, Felicity, that this is what you and I do as coaches. We help people break these big dreams and goals down into little tiny bite-sized baby steps. We help them get through each of those steps and decide, you know, which step first, which step next. And it really comes from them. They tell us, you know, what's got to be the next step on the way to this or that goal or dream. And we say, okay, now are you sure you can get that much done, or do you want to break it down a little more? and then they come back to us the next time around and tell us if they got that done or didn't get it done, and we say, okay, well, you didn't get that done. Do you want to try again? Do we need to break it down a little more? Why didn't it get done? Or if they came back to us and it got done, we say, oh, that's great. Let's go on to the next step, and we cheer them on. And this probably rings very true for you because you and I are in the same line of work. Do you have any better way to explain it, or did I leave anything out that you heard?
No, you hit the nail right on the head with that. It is. I mean, when they decide they want to do X, it's, I mean, obviously as a coach, you know, our goal is to automatically think of care for what obstacles are in your way. Oh, I've got kids. Well, then, okay, who's going to watch your child so you could get X, Y, and Z done? So you have the time.
Right.
But yeah, totally, yes.
Right.
It's all about preparing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, folks, Felicity and I are not stepping on each other's toes at all because she's all the way off in Indiana and I'm all the way over here in California, which is nowhere near Indiana. I'm north of San Francisco and I can work by phone, and I'm sure that Felicity can do some of her work by phone too, unless you want some Reiki. Felicity, what is your business called?
A Spiritual Journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice and simple. It rings really personal to me. And it's just a blessing to know that we, what we do can help change people's lives.
Right, absolutely it can. So take advantage of us, folks. This radio show is called Conscious Wellbeing for You. If you want to call in now in the last 8 minutes, that call-in number is area code 929-477-3282. And I'll repeat it, 929-477-3282. Or you can call Felicity at A Spiritual Journey. Find her at her website, A Spiritual Journey, and call her from there. And thank you so much for being on with me, Felicity. Is there anything we didn't hit on, Felicity, that you think we should have?
I can't think of anything. I mean, there's so much more to talk about, but that'll be maybe a different show.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed it. Thank you. Yeah.
Huge, huge topic. Now, my show that you're listening to, folks, is called Conscious Wellbeing for You, but my coaching practice goes by a different name. I call it joyfulwellness.org, and you smush it all together, joyfulwellness.org. So find me there, and you will also find everyone I've ever talked to through there, because you will be able to link to my radio show through that website, joyfulwellness.org, and see a whole archive of all my previous guests on that show. And for now, everybody, please wish Felicity Strom well and a joyous goodbye and a wonderful rest of her week. And Felicity, if you'd like to say goodbye to my listeners, now would be a great time.
Thank you for having me, and thank you, California, for listening to me. I appreciate it, and I had a lot of fun, so thank you.
Super. Thanks so much again for being on the show with me, Felicity, and thanks for being my buddy in the class, in the coaching course. That was really, really,
yeah, that
really
was a good
fun.
Time.
I loved it. That was a great time with Professor Bronze. Okay, I will talk to you later then, Felicity. I'm going to let you go for now.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right, folks, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to Conscious Wellbeing for You. My name is Suzanne Hirsch. I'm a health coach and psychic of 20 years, and you can find me at joyfulwellness.org or call in now in the last 5 minutes. I'll give you another few minutes to call in and win a free coaching package. The number is 929-477-3282. Or you can call me at my home number as well and leave me a message. It's a message number. But let me give you this other number again, number of the radio show, 929-477-3282. My home number is area code 707-762-3578. That's in California, 707-762-3578. And I can do my work by phone with you. And I will happily do that. I am at your service. About 4 more minutes of the show left. I'll probably let you all go just a little bit early because now you have my home number, 707-762-3578. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week and be with me again next Monday for a special treat. Again, it will be Heidi Herman on with me next Monday. I will catch you all later. Oh, Heidi Herman is a farmer of seaweed. So be on to have a listen for that on next Monday at 3 p.m. again. All right. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Bye-bye now.